JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome to the program. Glad you could join us. Today, we look at the Urban Development Commission's transformation project at the Ocho Rios Fisherman's Village. Stay with us for the details. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is moving to transform the Ocho Rios Fisherman's Village into a premier facility mainly for entertainment and dining. The 18-month project is scheduled to start in December. Work will include the upgrading of the waterfront with consideration given to possible swimming areas while retaining free public access, erection of a proper security gate, and replacement of illegal zinc structures on the boundaries of the property.
We will incorporate some of the activities of the persons who obtain a living by illegal activity. We want to formalize that so they can be brought into the overall development.
UDC General Manager Desmond Malcolm. He says the fishing village is an important part of the Ocho Rios experience and the fisher folk will contribute to the upgrading process. Here's a message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to consumers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternate routes. They are as follows. The 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Nagohead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Nagohead to Halfway Tree. The 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree, and the 32 from Corville Gardens to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Duhane Park to Crossroads, instead of the 32 from Corville Gardens to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree, and the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to downtown Kingston have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to downtown Kingston in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview Gardens to Papine, 51EX from 3 Miles to Papine, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papine, in place of the 50 from Seaview Gardens to Halfway Tree, and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to downtown Kingston, in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree. The 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to downtown Kingston, instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papine, or the 24EX from Spanish Town to UWI's Irving Hall Gate, in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 17 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit pioj.gov.jm. You've been treated to several glimpses into Jamaican history and culture. Now you have a chance to share. To contribute to Glimpses of Jamaica, email tidbits on Jamaican culture, fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica, or little-known facts about your community to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Be sure to include your name and number so we can feature your favorite glimpses of Jamaica. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.